Last Sunday, Venezuelans voted the country's leftist party out of power. Before that, many of those unhappy with their government voted with their feet. Amid soaring inflation, food shortages, and a collapsing currency, some of the country's best educated simply left. Reporter John Otis says Venezuela's universities have lost many of their professors to better-paying jobs overseas.
Tomas Guardia has a Ph.D. in mathematics, the subject he teaches at Venezuela's Central University, better known as the UCV. The UCV is the nation's most prestigious university, yet Guardia earns the equivalent of just $35 a month.
Solamente comida, ya no salimos.
He spends it all on food and clothes, with none left over to go out for a movie or a meal. He says he's even pulled the plug on swim lessons for his 8-year-old son. That's why Guardia and thousands of other professors at Venezuela's main public universities walked off the job in September. Classes have been canceled for tens of thousands of students. Guardia says, we deserve salaries that allow us to live with dignity. That's why many professors are leaving the country. Over the past 5 years, the UCV has lost 800 of its 3,000 professors. Some have taken teaching positions in the United States, Europe, Brazil, and Colombia. Benjamin Sharifker serves on Venezuela's National Council of Universities.
We have still good universities in Venezuela, but we are very quickly losing quality because of the brain drain.
Sharifker blames Venezuela's government. Despite the world's highest inflation rate, it has frozen university budgets. Sharifker calls this a campaign to weaken universities, whose professors and students have been sharply critical of the socialist revolution ushered in by the late Hugo Chavez in 1999.
Is not that what totalitarian governments want? They want to have a dumb population so they cannot think by themselves. Somebody else would think for them.
As the strike continues, the Simón Bolívar University on the outskirts of Caracas sits eerily silent. 400 of its 1,200 professors have quit.
Pero esto es una tragedia. Es una tragedia para el país.
University President Enrique Planchart calls the situation a national tragedy.
Bueno, también ha sido un poquito cuesta.
The Simón Bolívar is Venezuela's top research university, but it lacks the money to replace broken microscopes and machinery. The library is stocked with out-of-date periodicals.
Okay, these are electrical engineering journals. December 2009, November 2009. These are pretty old. They're getting yellow.
The Higher Education Ministry did not respond to NPR's request for comment, but government officials have argued that amid the economic crisis, universities must tighten their belts. Back at the UCV, people use the empty campus grounds to picnic and take salsa classes. Guardia, the math professor, sometimes contemplates leaving.
Yo nací aquí, yo estudié aquí, yo me enamoré aquí, hice mi vida académica aquí y la quiero seguir haciendo aquí.
But he points out that he was born at the UCV hospital. He studied here and married a fellow UCV student.
Esas son las razones que me mantienen todavía aquí.
Guardia says, that's why I'm still here. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, Caracas, Venezuela.